I Trust When Dark My Road, episode number 2, Prayer. We often underestimate how difficult prayer really is for the Christian. If you think about it, all the way back from to Genesis 3, we have the story of Adam and Eve. After the fall, the first thing that they do is hide from God. Our instinct, our very nature as sinners, is to hide from God, is to not speak to God. And so we shouldn't be surprised that prayer does not come naturally to us. It doesn't. This is really contrary to our nature as sinners. If this is the case for anyone, how much more so is this true for someone who suffers from depression? When you suffer from depression, you are turned in on yourself. You look at everything completely from your own perspective and from how it's going to affect you. It's almost like Satan uses depression to focus your sin so inward so that you loathe the very thought of interacting with another person. And certainly that is true when we talk about interacting with God. I know that when I was sick, kind of in the darkest times, that I think I went close to a year without praying. At least it felt that way. I just couldn't. I couldn't imagine why I would want to talk to God when, at least to me, it seemed as though God had so utterly abandoned me. Now, this wasn't the case, of course. God hadn't abandoned me. My God, why have you forsaken me? Our Lord was abandoned so that we would never be abandoned. That was really such a central part of the Christian faith, and yet that's how it felt. So one of the things that I often tell people if they ask, what can I do to help someone who suffers from depression, is I say, pray for them, because they probably can't pray for themselves. It's too painful. It brings all of this stuff up too much. Pray for them. Pray that God would give them strength, that God would give them mercy, that God would teach them to see outside of themselves so that they may be free once again. God be with you.